It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon once again, folks. Glad to be on the air with you. Welcome to In the Author's Corner with ATN. I'm your host, ATN A. Gibbs. I'm really delighted, excited, whatever else I want to come up with our guest for today, because she has a unique story to share with us, and I'm hoping that you will be here to listen to it. In fact, if you are available to listen live, you can call in with your questions. Let me tell you what the number is. The call-in number is 515-605-9812. Again, that number is 515-605-9812. In case you're not here to listen to it, the show is recorded, so you can always call in, or not call in, but come back to the website and it will replay. It will replay. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and meet our guest, M.K. McDaniel, the lady who has a unique situation, wrote about it, and is now sharing her story with us. M.K., good afternoon and welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, ATN. Glad to be here.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Oh, my goodness. Tell the audience a little bit about your background, please.
Background, I was a pretty normal person, except that my dad was in the military. So we traveled all over the United States, lived in places maybe 2 to 4 years, and they would transfer. So that was a little difficult on a child growing up. I never had any friends that stayed in one, you know, stayed in my life. But as we finally moved to the West Coast, and that's where my dad retired. So I was able to finish high school and go to college and get married and have kids. And my life was pretty normal for a while. And then things started happening just like they happen in everybody else's lives. I lost a baby when she was only 2 days old. And then my husband and I got divorced, and I raised the two children pretty much on my own until I met a very nice man. And we got engaged, and we were together 7 years, and he was really a wonderful fellow. And but he got transferred to the East Coast, and I had my business by then that was thriving, and my kids in college there, and my family. And we decided that a long distance relationship probably wouldn't work, but we remained good, well, best friends. Shortly after that, he was diagnosed with leukemia. And he's only 53 years old. It was an aggressive type. He was going to go to Seattle for some special treatments. And he asked me to be a caregiver. He needed two caregivers. In the meantime, he had married this lady that he had recently met, who said she would go with us and be a caregiver, but only as his wife. So the three of us went to Seattle, and we took care of him with all the ups and downs and near deaths and back, and until he finally passed away. And that was 8 months later. And by then I was extremely emotionally and physically a wreck. The other gal had broken her foot while we were about three quarters of the way through that. So I took care of her and him for the last several months. I had met a nice young man during that time in Seattle, and we were friends. And so when my friend died, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know whether to move back to my hometown or stay up here in the Pacific Northwest, which is so wonderful. But I went with my newer friend down to Southern California, and I caught a terrible virus, kind of like what's going around now. It put me, it was very quick. I went from the virus to pneumonia to ARDS, which is acute respiratory distress syndrome, which is lung failure. I was in the hospital. I was getting worse. They said they didn't know if they could save me. I had a 38% chance of making it. So they put me into a drug-induced coma and put a ventilator in my throat, down my throat, and then they told my parents they were going to give me something called white amnesia, which would mean that my brain would not be able to remember anything that happened until I awoke from the coma, and they didn't know how long I'd be there or if I'd survive. So the thing that happened.
Are you there? Hello. We're having technical difficulties. Hello, are you there?
Thank you. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.